Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Joining me this morning on this Tuesday, it's a World News Tuesday, is Mr. Mark Palmer. Good morning, Mr. Palmer.
Good morning. Happy New Year, Aaron.
Welcome to 2023.
Yeah, wow.
I want to welcome everybody to 2023. First of all, I think we're going to talk Junkanoo this morning, Mark. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to talk some local news and some not-so-local news. So let's start off by congratulating one family on their back-to-back win. The 2022-2023 Junkanoo Parade season. Good morning, one family. We say congratulations on the back-to-back. Now, look here, Isaac Saxon's Mark, apparently by birth. You check my birth certificate, there's a line there. It says Saxon's. And I can't imagine what it did say on my mother's form at the hospital when she's given birth.
I was talking to this gentleman in the Saxon hierarchy the day after Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And he was like saying, those young people, they don't listen. You know, they don't come and train, and apparently what happened was half of them were playing the different song when it broke. Apparently they broke down twice because half the band was playing one song. You know, when they put the finger up, one, two, three, four, five, and they hadn't practiced enough, and so there was like two songs going on. Now, I don't know if this is true, but he was like, boy, those young people, you can't talk to them. They don't turn up. They this, that, boom. Is that true?
Boy.
Was that true? I mean,
well, I didn't see that performance.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask the audience like to rate what they thought was the best performance, because I stand firmly with Christina Muffin, Fernanda, one family, women leading the way down Bay, right? But they could have cheated the Saxons. I just saying, Mark, it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's possible that they could have cheated the Saxons, right? I feel like
anything's possible.
I feel like I am required to say that, in fact, as a proper Saxons. But I got to make this point, right? Like earlier, just now, just now, I made that little joke, right, on my birth certificate, say Saxons. See, the second half of that joke is, and on my mother's form, it says Saxons in your belly, right? Because that's what she came there to do. However, I want to say to my Bahamian people, although this has become, that term, right, has become a popular part of our regular language, right? We got to stop saying that. We got to stop saying Saxons in your belly and Valley in your belly, right? As much fun as it is to talk smack to our Junkanoo opponents, as much fun as it is when the British call it a little banter, they call it a little banter, a little banter between the boys, right? Chatting, talking foolishness on the blocks, that term is very misogynistic. And like the other one, CYC, mm-hmm. that, you know, yeah. we're demanding that that people stop using. Mm. Both of these terms are misogynistic, and what they do, like at the root of them, is a disregard of womanness, mm-hmm. right?
Maybe CYB.
No, none. Because see now, okay. our friends delete.
Mm-hmm.
He changed the acronym. Choose yourself, cuz. Right? It's a message to young people, mm-hmm. particularly in intimate personal relationship conflict. Choose yourself, cuz. Right? And so I appreciate the term. Like when you out there and be talking to each other bad. You say that, everybody's laugh when they hear it, but it's not a good thing to say, or not a good thing to perpetuate. And what it does is it suggests, like at the root of it, that women are less than, right? Mm. Like, it's just a disrespect, particularly the belly, like it's a disrespect for the whole process of life giving, pregnancy, of growing a child in your body, in your womb, the whole thing. And we got to find new language. Because it's a celebratory thing we're doing, but we got to find healthier, I would say more wholesome, but less harmful language, right? Less harmful language to talk to each other with. Words have power. That's why they create spells, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. words have power. Okay, I got another text here that says, morning, Aaron. I don't know what happened there. I thought Saxons edged it out over One Family for music, but One Family is very good at making a complete theme package. Maybe what the judges like to see. Also, people wrong for chatting the garbage instead of the valley. Yeah, man.
Mm, yeah, that's not good.
See, while even
there's a line, isn't there? There's a line when you cross that line. It doesn't. It's not fun anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can't disrespect the mm-hmm. efforts and the sentiments of the people in the group, right?
Yeah, it's like dehumanizing them, right?
Like, no matter what your position is on religion or any particular religion, you should show a degree of respect for that religion's leaders because of their followers, right? And we don't denigrate the whole thing because we appreciate the effort and the work that's been put in by everyone, mm-hmm. even the winners and the losers, right? And so let's try and change that language, please. Text here. Great show as usual. I'm a Saxon, but One Family earned that win. Saxons ain't serious about nothing.
Wow.
Somebody said, we will never stop saying that. But I never want to hear One Family say it. Because family in your belly just don't sound right. I mean, it sounds because that's why it don't sound right, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's what it is.
One family. Right.
And so the point that you made, Mark, the gentleman who said that he felt like young people are lacking discipline.
Mm-hmm. They know it all.
Right. And they were unable to perform. They didn't trust their leaders and guides. This is a part of it, right? Mm-hmm. What are we teaching them? What is the respect that we have for the craft and how do we pass that on to them? People, it's what they see, not what you say, that they follow. Mm-hmm. And in the same way, I want to say congratulations. There's 107 B groups this year.
Whoa.
Congratulations to Colors. They mm-hmm. also had a back-to-back win. Fancy Dancers came second. The Immortals came third. And I want to talk about the Immortals for a second. Then participating as well, Redland Soldiers, Body of Christ Crusaders, Chipping Knights Junkanoo, Barabbas and the Tribe, Z Bandits Junkanoo Group, Dynasty Junkanoo Group, the Mighty Eagles, Conquerors for Christ, the New Vikings, the Original Congos, the Ultimate Force Junkanoo Group, and Foundation Junkanoo Group, right? That's a lot of groups. I didn't even know there were that many B groups. Mm-hmm. So first things first, Dea Junkanoo Community, B, JCN, or the JCNP.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to have a site a singular consolidated site where people could find information like the schedule of groups, their themes, post the event at that same site. The winners with their points should be listed on the site. There's no central singular site or even multiple sites where this information is documented and people could just go and access it, like students.
It's such a shame, isn't it? I mean, I had trouble finding tickets. I couldn't figure out where to get tickets. I went online. They said a live. I went on a live site. There was nowhere to buy the tickets. Something happened there,
yeah.
You know, and it was really frustrating. And you had to literally go to a hotel concierge to tell you where you could get tickets.
See, look here. Hold on. Pause, Mark. See what you just said? You had to go to a hotel concierge to figure out where you could get tickets.
I couldn't figure it out.
Listen,
I spent 15 minutes on social media. I went on Facebook. I checked Alive because it said, you know, partnership with Alive. And so I wonder if that actually, you know, made a difference in terms of ticket sales. But that's such a shame. You know, that should be something I had.
Mark, we should.
My guests just walked down. They walked down and, you know, and they still had a great time. They didn't get any tickets, but they still had a great time, you know.
You can imagine that I, a Bahamian, have to go to a hotel concierge to figure out where to get. Shut the whole junkanoo down. And this is what I'm saying, right? It's no disrespect to the effort that one family put out.
Huge effort.
Back-to-back
and there was a lot
wins.
Of promotion, you know, for the tickets.
Yeah, back-to-back wins, suffering mourning the loss of two musicians and performers between Boxing Day and New Year's, right? On top of all of the loss that they've experienced over the last 3 years, they get out there, right? Not discounting that at all. Do you all understand what it means that Bahamians have to go to a hotel concierge to find tickets for Junkanoo? All of that effort on the one side is great, but for what end? When will the gentrification of Junkanoo stop? And it doesn't have to be that y'all are intentionally gentrifying Junkanoo, you know. It may not be intentional, but the collective consciousness, right, the critical mass in the Junkanoo space is at the point where it's so not opposed to it that it will eventually happen because every method y'all employ, every new policy, every new system leans towards gentrification. It's already an issue, a digital platform for Junkanoo, understanding the lack of accessibility, right, for Bahamians, and the lack of support services for technical and digital and online services available in the country. You couldn't have prepared for it because you didn't have IT teams available over WhatsApp, over Facebook, over Instagram, over Twitter, over cell phone, available at a moment's notice to assist customers. We talk about the holistic space and all of the things. And one of the questions I have today, Mark, we even get to the Junkanoo broadcast part yet, right? But do we really have the technological capacity to bring the greatest show on earth to the world? And so I wanted to ask the audience this morning.
But it shouldn't be that difficult. You know, even if you weren't going to use your own IT people, there's Ticketmaster, there's so many platforms that are, that we could have just stuck it on like 10 different platforms. It didn't really matter, you know, just so that people could get it. Because we celebrate New Year's at The Point. And the highlight of that whole evening was the rush. And it was a small group, maybe 12.
Hold on, wait. Good morning to The Point, Margaritaville. I had partners with Guardian Family. Good morning, everyone. They had a Junkanoo The Point on New Year's while other people was in town rushing.
Beautiful.
Tell the people it was beautiful. I don't want to discount that.
Let me tell you something. You look at the dance where you see white people dance, right? But when that group came up, they were like bees to honey. It was incredible. Everyone could feel the vibe, the vibration, the dancing. even my wife, she got in there right in the middle of it. You know, she just went crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it does that to you.
Yeah.
It's such a powerful, magical, special thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. I still stuck. Go on, yeah. Marcus. I still stuck. I still stuck on. So you say New Year's, they had Junkanoo. But we couldn't have Junkanoo on Bay Street because of the rain, the weather. But okay, see, here's what I'm saying. I had another note here, even before that, which is this here, right? The evolution.
I had to do a double take because one of those costumes looked just like One Family. It was beautiful. I mean, so beautiful. I was just mesmerized by it. You know, you see a lot of people wearing, but this was, oh, my goodness.
On that note, they were beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm not discounting that.
Correct.
But were they as beautiful as the Immortals? For B Group, like it was a traditional scrap workshop, a seminar. Or not scrap, but on traditional crepe paper, traditional fringe, traditional technique, expose. They were particularly beautiful. And I don't begrudge the One Family win over Saxons because I don't think Saxons brought their best. I don't think, like, they may have been close to One Family and they may have just been edged out, but they don't deserve the win because they could have been 100 times better off. But I made this point, Mark. Remember when the only way you could experience Junkanoo was if you were a Junkanoo and you were in that community or a Junkanoo group or Boxing Day and New Year's Day? Remember when those were the only times when you could experience Junkanoo? And I'm not sure I'm going to continue to preach the mantra. I'm not sure that we are focused on our obligation to preserve Junkanoo.
Well, I learned something really interesting over the I was speaking to Ron Overon, who owns the Town Hotel. You know, that little hotel on George Street. He was telling me in the 80s, it was only men rushing. And I didn't know that. And there were very few women. It wasn't accepted for women to be rushing in that.
So, yeah, in the research that I did, right, Maureen Duvalier, Calypso Mama, said that when she was 16 or 17, she would have brought the first formal group of women to Bay Street, 1943, right, around that time. I think that's what she's saying. Still not steady, but when she's 16 or 17, she brought the first group of women. The interview and the book said that women would go not as a group and most likely with their husband, with their father, or with their brothers, right, or uncles, and be masqueraded, and people wouldn't necessarily know that they're women. Then there's the group, the Methuselahs, right, which is a much younger group of women that went out to be to rush, scrap group. But I imagine that if women were there, they were sort of masqueraded, right? Not presenting as women. And then that the...
Like the pirates did.
Right.
The female pirates used to pretend to be men, right?
Right.
Anne Bonny, Mary Read.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they came out eventually when it was acceptable.
Well, when they felt safe, right?
When they felt safe,
they
exactly,
had enough,
yeah.
A political credit within that pirate space.
That's amazing, isn't it, when you think of that history? I was shocked. Because I used to go as a kid and I never realized, it never occurred to me because that there were only men.
Yeah.
When I was like 9, 10, 11.
And I imagine that white Bahamians would have participated and maybe in the same way, right? Masquerade in costume, maybe blackface, black skin.
Interesting,
To sort of hide out in the... Because what an experience. You know, like you said, as soon as... The music started playing at the event.
Whoa. I couldn't believe it. It was like literally like bees around honey.
You
couldn't get through.
It's right. It's that spirit. It's that spirit that drives people, pulls people to Junkanoo. I think that spirit is stronger than the politics, stronger than the gentrification.
And people when I hear visitors, they tell me it's not what they expected. It was much deeper than what they thought they were going to get. They were like blown away just by the energy, by just you know, indescribable. You can't really describe it, because I think they're thinking they're just going to like a Mardi Gras, you know, something like that. And then they came away transformed by what they experienced.
Mm-hmm. And that energy, I want to say, belongs to, if we have to argue, primarily to Junkanoos. They generate it, right? And then to the wider community. But think about the power and that energy, right? It's what our friend Finlayson Junkanoo in the Festival in the Workplace, that's the model that he has been developing and promoting.
As a business model, right?
Right. And not even as a business model, as a human resources management model, right? But sort of in the business sphere, how do you extract the best from your people? But how do you create an environment where you don't have to extract it? That they desire to come to work. They tell their boys, no, I ain't going on vacation, man. This is so-and-so week. We're going to have a ball in the office, right? Like that's... And so for me, my concern is don't let that energy be gentrified. Who's it for? What will it be used for? And constantly be aware of that, right? Its presence on Bay is thwarted if it's used for the purpose of the gentrifiers, right? The imperialists, those that wish to control us. They take our energy and harness it and use it for their own end and their own gain. And so the idea that you had to go to a concierge, hotel concierge, to get a ticket suggests that I am not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I also want to say, almost had a federation this morning. That's like a confusion. That's like a Junkanoo after the Valley lose and quit, right? A federation. I'm wondering why I have to stop at a red light at the point. Like, who put a red light, traffic light, at the point? Right? I tell you why, Mark. Because the light at Nassau Street and West Bay Street has been there, like, historically, since the inception of lights in the Bahamas, has not been waking for 2.5 years, roughly, approximately. It ain't been waking.
Why is that?
I don't know why, Mark. I
go through it just about every day.
Yeah. Police go through it. Big trucks go through it. I watch a car had run into a backhoe over the holiday, the second or third week of December, right? So imagine, I sitting here forced to stop because apparently the hotel has a right of way now, but I can't get anybody to enforce traffic at any of the other traffic lights. I just saying, right? Maybe I am not wrong about the gentrification of Junkanoo, but let me get to these texts. The text says, morning, Aaron, and Happy New Year. But don't start that talk about Saxons got robbed, like how the Valley quit. Family did their homework, so congrats to them. It also says, in your belly is gender neutral, so please stop creating situations that don't fit. Dear sir, the application, or madam, the application of in your belly is gender neutral. But it's rooted in the idea
birth,
that
right?
something could grow in your belly, could be in your belly. And that's all about women. You get it? It's all about women. Just like that whole term CYC can be applied to anyone regardless of gender, but it essentially denigrates the woman and suggests to be a woman is a horrible thing. The same way is to suggest in your belly that you are someone whose belly, you could put something in their belly, is a bad thing. That's why it's bad, right? But thank you. Also, I am not saying that one family didn't beat the Saxons. I actually said the Saxons should not have won because they didn't even bring their B game to Junkanoo. I think they could do far better than that. Although their performances were great, the people who went out there gave it a good go. I will say this, what I learned about one family's preparation, and perhaps this is the secret, right? I just want you to know, text, I already got it in my notes. what Christina Muffin said was that one family prepared their New Year's Day parade before they prepared their Boxing Day parade.
Ooh, that's interesting.
That's a very interesting strategy. Mm. I mean, that right there is like you talk about an evolution of Junkanoo. I don't know if other groups were doing it, right? But if it can be, if the win can be attributed to that strategy.
Everyone will be doing it next year, right?
Right, except for this now, Mark. Some people say they don't want New Year's Junkanoo. They say it's slow. The people don't buy tickets. It turns out that the people can't find the tickets to buy, right? Mm-hmm. And perhaps we need a policy to say that, look here, if you can't find tickets, come out anyway and see if there's seats available, right? We could do that too. But they don't want to do New Year's Day parade. They want to turn New Year's Day parade into a people's rush. Now, I read somewhere that, New Year's actually was traditionally more of a people's rush, more of a scrap group competition, right? This idea that you put in all your effort for Boxing Day, New Year's Day is a lot looser. But one family has sort of upset that card and shown that you could come out stronger for New Year's Day than you did for Boxing Day.
So what is the reason for suggesting that change? Is it a solution, a non-solution to a non-problem? What is it?
No, I think it is a solution to a problem that doesn't take into account the actual problem. Right? Like it's a solution offered that doesn't take into account the actual problem. Because I don't think people have turned away from Junkanoo. I think people are experiencing Junkanoo at Junkanoo practice. Right? And they're having a better time at it. But listen, we got to call on the line. It could be a Junkanoo remark. I could be about to get row, but let's tune in. Good morning. You're on the clock.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You are.
Morning.
You know what I like to say is that, you know, I remember when the music makers' costumes used to look the best on Bay Street. You know, and when their music was the best. But the Saxons always was the best performers on Bay Street.
Okay.
You know, and you know, and I watched Junkanoo evolve, right? And early on, way back, the Saxons became the best costume on Bay Street. You see, and they still are. I am a Saxon. I love the Saxon.
I got you. Yeah.
Right. And reason I'm saying that if you look at the costumes, the Saxons, the Valley's costumes are never flat. You know.
Okay.
Never flat. You know they have many pieces. One, you know, many pieces
on
one costume.
Yeah.
Front and back. You look at the back is always complete.
All right.
You know, and all the other goofs, they're always flat in the back.
And you're saying the Valley is the one that has the complete costume?
All the time.
Okay.
Maybe not so much this time. They was a little flat in the back, but they was pasted in the back, not three colors in the back. They had many colors in the back.
I got you.
You see, and you know, I don't see how the Valley could ever lose costumes, group or whatever, right? But music and performance, everybody up the bar. Everybody, nobody above each other. No major group.
I
the Wally group may be bigger.
The
music, more brass and the like, but they ain't better.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. I saw the bird. They say it's the Saxon's bird, the vibrant blue bird with the wings tucked in. I loved it. I thought it was cute, man. And what I liked about it most was it appeared to be 99.9% crepe paper fringe.
See the Wally. What the Wally do? Right, the Wally do. They're three-dimensional. They complete. They're you know, they never flat. You know, when I say flat, you know, them broad pieces of cardboard, those broad parts. And the Wallys are never like that.
So you saying the problem with the bird was it wasn't dynamic enough? It didn't have wings. I thought the bird was cool. I just thought that they needed like 25 more birds to run with him.
Watch it. If the Wally build a bird and the Saxon build a bird, or anyone build a bird, the Wally always build everything better than everybody.
Okay.
You understand me?
I got you.
I'm a Saxon.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I see is Jongkunu need, right?
Yeah.
It's a collaboration between all the groups. They need to share their abilities. You know what I'm saying? Those other groups need to come to the standard of Diwali and costumes, and Jongkunu would be a much better thing. You see, now, that performance thing, that belongs to the Sachsen. Trust me.
Caller, me and you can take plenty heavy chafing for this conversation, but I like what you said about...
You look at the costumes. Look at the back of the costume. Then again, just look at the back
of
the costume.
Yeah, man, I got you. I got... No, no. I'm not doubting that part. No, no.
The Wallis are supreme.
No, no, I got you. And I saw some commentary online by a Wali member talking about their costume production, their production. That the Wali are known for, and I think the term he used was completing a theme.
Completing the costume. The problem is you can't win a Jongkunu parade with just costume.
Ah, I got
That's why they can't win a parade.
I got you.
That's why they can't win all. They win the majority, but they can't win all. Only their costume saves them all the time.
I got you. Listen, thank you very much. We got to go to a break. When we come back from the break, a couple more questions about Jongkunu. I think this is important. And if we're going to continue to claim that Jongkunu is the central cultural expression of the Bahamas, then let's make it so, you know, by focusing on it. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and my guest co-host today, Mr. Mark Palmer. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Mr. Mark Palmer and Aaron Green. All right, Mark, let me read through these texts. A lot of these groups go in for the seed money. I'm still waiting for an accounting of what was lost in the Shack fire versus seed funding given. What happened to the Alive app? Two separate texts, right? Mm-hmm. From the same texter. And so... accounting, right? And accountability, the taxpayers' money, to what extent is taxpayers' money being used? That's one question. Bahamians would really like to know. But more importantly, you should be documenting this information, right? You should be documenting it and using it to make assessments about possible new policies, right? And strategies. But you should be documenting it so people will know. So in 100 years' time, some little children could say, oh, look here, this is how they handled the money back then, right? What happened to the Alive app? I don't know. I don't know what happened to the Alive app. I never tried to use it. But what I do know is that we have to center the consumer, center the customer in these processes. They're young people. Are you in IT? Do a beta testing certification. Mm-hmm. Do a beta testing certification so you could come back home and help these people test out their new applications, their new apps, their new policies and platforms. Do it, please.
Why do they leave it so late? That's something you could start doing in February of this year and get it set up, you know, January, February, get it set up, tested.
I think a lot of these companies are upstarts and they have to wait for the funding to be, the project to be approved before they could get access to money.
But I'm thinking like Alive, you know, if they are going to be, you know, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
Either Alive or BTC, give it to both of them to sell tickets if they have the ability to do that.
Right.
I mean, that's where we all have our accounts, right?
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And they send me plenty of messages, but I never got one message about buying your junk and new tickets.
You all hear that? Marketing.
Not one.
Marketing. Let's go to the call quickly. Good morning, caller.
Well, this is Darky, and I'm right along with you and your guest.
Now, Brayman, I'm so happy you called me today. Listen.
I want to say a Golden New Year to both of you, and of course to Guardian Radio.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Brayman.
We need justice, law, and order in this country.
Brayman, before you go forward, let me apologize to you.
For what?
Because people think I was cracking joke on you on Friday. When
you,
when you said,
I don't remember your call.
I thought you said you have to sing to Skull. I thought it was the most beautiful thing I had ever heard.
What? I didn't get you. Say that again.
Remember when we was talking about the difference between Rowan and Scullin?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought you said you have to be able to sing to Skull.
No, sing it. Sing it, Skull.
Listen, first of all, I want to apologize.
Sing it, ho.
Yeah, now, first of all,
I
think you have to be able to sing to Skull is the most beautiful thing ever. I think, Raymond, I think it makes sense, right? Because you got to have a rhythm. You got to understand the rhythm of the ocean to be able to control that skull and that boat.
Well, I agree with you, right?
Uh-huh.
I agree with you because when I used to dive for money, we also used to sing, but I never used to sing for money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I only used to dive.
Yeah.
But most of us, a lot of us used to sing. And of course, when we go, like we used to go across the bar with the dinghy, right?
Yeah.
Skull. Across the bar to catch the ship and Skull back, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the singing would come because we got, you know, several minutes crossing the bar, you know what I'm saying? So the only thing we could do, we ain't gonna be quiet.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Thank you, Brayman.
But what I want to say, right,
mm-hmm.
and this is the reason why I called, right?
Mm-hmm.
The person who talked about our tax money,
mm-hmm.
what they got to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got to get with the leaders of the group. See, because the majority of drunkenness was that rushes gets nothing, and they pay hundreds upon hundreds of dollars for their costume to be in a manner, what we call beautiful, in order to go on Bay Street.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we ain't going on Bay Street, even though we're getting a stipend from government. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't be enough. Our guys and girls still to pay thousands and hundreds of dollars to complete their costume. Okay?
Yeah.
And when it comes to the bleachers doesn't belong to the drunkenness. That belongs to some people who wanted to make some money along with government. Okay, so that has nothing to do with us. Our people, what doesn't pay or what cannot pay, they still just be in Bay Street standing up. See, drunkenness for the people, so I don't want to, the people get this thing wrong. Drunkenness for the people.
Absolutely.
The Bahamian people. It's the Bahamian people own. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And we ain't going to charge anybody for drunkenness to go on Bay Street to listen to us because they can look at us and listen to us right in the communities.
That's right.
So it's those people who wants to make some money from the drunkenness. And those young children, what they're putting into drunkenness nowadays, I want them to pay those youngsters, okay?
Yes.
Don't even try that, having them rush for nothing, and then you who got them to be out there, you get in the money, that foolishness got to cut out.
Thank you, Brayman.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Listen, look here, Brayman is visually impaired, but oh, can he see?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can he see? Right? And that's a long-term junkanua. And listen to what he said. He said, listen, you paying people to go to Bay to see, I mean, you making people pay to go to Bay to see John Canoe, and they could stay in their communities and perform for their communities and their loved ones, right? And this is one of the tensions in John Canoe that we have to keep pace with, right? We have to keep pace with it. I'm not saying we can eradicate it or should eradicate it, but we must keep pace with it. I got a text here. Good morning. I guess saying the term take chafing, which you just said should be up there with in your belly. We soon can't say anything if we keep this up. No, I didn't say take chafing should be up there. Maybe I thought chafing is when skin rubs together and, right, like, and becomes irritated. I didn't think there was a negative sexual connotation to take chafing. But the things that I'm talking about are things that have sort of negative sexual or gender, right? Like negative towards women connotations, or are rooted in the denigration of women. I don't think we should say things that are rooted in the denigration of men either, right? Body shaming also applies to men as well. You shouldn't body shame men. The same way we say you shouldn't body shame women. Text here, let's be honest. Kevin the Bird was the star of John Canoe. Listen. It was so beautiful. The bright, colorful, the blue, the vibrant blue, right? I thought Mingo had a cousin who checked in without stopping at immigration. It's not an immigration joke. That's a migration joke, because we are a heavy bird migration channel. We got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Erin and your guest.
Good morning.
Morning.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's.
Well, me and you can get off to a nice bumpy start facing in this New Year, because, yes, of course, chafing has sexual connotations, because a lot of people that are engaged in sex sometimes can become chafed. You understand? But what I really call to tell you is that I really need you. For years, we've been saying in your belly. No other groups or persons had a problem with that, except this morning you're speaking for the group which you represent. But ain't no other group never had a problem, because you could have a bad feeling from liquor in your belly. You could have butterflies in your belly, because that's what we're trying to say. When we say in your belly, we're trying to say your belly could be upset because we're coming to beat you, or because we're beating you. That ain't got nothing to do with no male or no female. And you all need to stop it, man.
Yes, sir. Since we have in the conversation, right?
Yes, let
me tell you how many men have looked me in my face and said, the children back in school, are all the schools open, producer? I know plenty of children back in school. You know how many men have looked me in my face and said, let me slap some trash in your belly? What you think they're talking about? Slap trash in your belly. That's all.
I'm
46. I don't know how old you are. I'm 46. That's a common Bahamian parlance.
I am 60 years old, Erin. We never met John Canoers. I am an active John Canoer.
Yeah.
We have never met no kind of gender thing in your belly.
But they're John Canoer. It does. See, that's the point. Hold on. The point is, it doesn't matter what your intention is, right? Like you say, the John Canoers use that term, and they've never intended for it to be a denigration specifically of women. But it's rooted in that. It doesn't matter what your intention is, right?
Yeah, but that's all in your mind. No. A lot of groups had that problem.
We see it in critiques of other words, like the N-word, right? We see it in critiques of other words outside of the gender sphere. Now, here's the next thing. You say it's just my group. I could tell you the numbers of young women and young men who are critiquing everything around them. And
yeah,
in fact, the young people who tell me that it's inappropriate for me to say that. I used to have young people, they say chafing me. I used to have young people teaching me and admonishing me all the time about what is acceptable in this new age and what isn't acceptable.
Yeah, but when it comes, it seems like when it comes to the LGBTI community, no words are acceptable.
But this has nothing to do with the LGBTI community.
Well, it ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, because sexual community, we never critique that word like that.
But just because you didn't critique it doesn't mean that it doesn't require critiquing.
Well, anyway, let me say congratulations to one family.
Yeah.
Chonkunu group. That's another thing I got to say. You mentioned some fun with the Saxons. Saxons did well, but Saxons didn't do their homework. One family did their homework both mornings, and I'm a Valley boy.
Now,
they did their homework.
You know what I like about this call? You end the call agreeing with me, because that's exactly what I said.
What'd you say?
I said that the Saxons didn't deserve the win because they didn't
play
their best.
Yeah, I heard you come back and say that.
Yeah, they didn't deserve their best. What I said was because I was born a Saxon, I have to defend Saxons to the death. But honestly, they shouldn't get it because they didn't come with their best.
Yeah,
they're capable of more.
One family had them out. One family had them out. And then I don't want... Well, you said it. You corrected yourself. So anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Listen, thank you for calling. And keep calling. Ain't nothing wrong. You know, ain't nothing wrong with us disagreeing and talking about it. It's in those spaces, right? Mm-hmm. And just like the Texas said, look here, we sitting in the Junkanoo community. We had no idea. We don't even know what you're talking about, Miss Green. But now that you know, consider this. You sitting over there minding your own business, right? And over here, there's been a drastic increase in sexual offenses against minors, right? Sexual offenses against vulnerable people, so both men and women who are either minors or maybe sort of weak-minded or you know, low IQ, right? Difficulties navigating the world. Mm-hmm. We've seen this drastic increase in this behavior. We've even seen, I can show you a why, we've even seen in my lifetime, I never thought it would happen, the move from the legal language statutory rape to unlawful sexual intercourse. We had a whole minister of national security get up and say a 7-year-old can consent, but the law does not care about that until mm-hmm. she turns 16. And what I'm suggesting is that the proliferation, like the ease with which we use this language without even being aware of what it's rooted in and what it means, could possibly be linked to this drastic increase in sexual violence.
Well, definitely one thing, the younger people are more switched in on this. My daughter's 18 and she's always correcting me. Mm-hmm. You know, things that I feel that I say are inoffensive, she takes offense from it.
Or offended by it.
Right, and then she'll explain why that is not an appropriate thing.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the ways we have to move with the times, you know, because there are
And so, you know,
unintended consequences for some of the things that we say.
Right, let's take it right back to the top of the show where you said that the gentleman told you that he felt frustrated with young people and mm-hmm. their commitment or lack thereof to Junkanoo, right? I want to shout out the Immortals and all of the B groups because what I'm learning about the Immortals and many B groups is that they are not interested in becoming A groups. They see the B group division as a space for young people to teach mm-hmm. them, for them to grow in the Junkanoo culture and in the Junkanoo tradition.
You know, what you probably need is like, you know, Rotary, they have Rotract.
Right.
So young Rotarians.
Well, this is junior Junkanoo, but it's sort of in the school system where people are already overwhelmed,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But you create a space not just to focus on young people, but it's a space where you both have the old, the present, and the future, right? The new, together with that tension, determining the stretch, mm-hmm. right? Constantly stretching mm-hmm. at each other to evolve Junkanoo. And so I say to the caller and to the other Junkanooers who's sitting back like, I don't understand why these advocates and everybody have to continually destroy everything, that right? It's that in those spaces you begin to, through examining and sitting with the tension, you begin to understand each other more.
Well, if you don't have tension, you're not really alive. Are you?
There you go.
Need that. You need a little bit of that in your life too.
You know, my Grammy did tell me that. She said, if you don't have gas, you ain't really alive. So, wise woman. As we close out the show, Mark, let me get to some text. Now, somebody said, like, if you were saying crack conk in your belly or guava duff in your belly, now that sound appropriate. But it's our job, mm-hmm. right? It's our responsibility to young people to create a space to constantly, where it's safe to constantly challenge these things. Good morning, Miss Green. So many people are still standing over the bleachers. The space is so jammed up, they should have asked to move out of the way. From a bird's eye view, it looks bad. The Valley Girls' dancers looked shabby. Their dress code was off. I got your texter. I waited. That was sent a little earlier, I think, in the show. I like talking Junkanoo because I like talking about us. There's so much to learn about us in the challenges, in the discomfort, in the joy, in the celebration. So let's say congratulations once again to One Family, to Christine Muffin Fernanda, leading the charge. Mm-hmm. I know Christine knows that to be a good leader, you have to understand what it means to be a follower. She's got a team behind her. And we celebrate that. We don't ever denigrate that. Congratulations to Saxons. Roots came third, Valley came fourth, Genesis fifth, Music Makers sixth. It was a good time had by all. Mark, sure when was. I see you again, we're going to talk plenty things in the paper.
Yeah, we didn't get to them today, but yeah.
SPF and the Americans, they got this strong, strong language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also anyway. Landmark rulings on citizenship coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah. Check out today's Guardian for all of your top stories. We're going to talk about them tomorrow. You guys have a great day. Stay tuned for Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry up next. And producer, play that song for me again if you can, please. I know we are all out of time. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Thank you for sunshine.